Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I'm Kim. I have a huge show for you today. This is going to be a great, huge weekend, and I am so excited to be on the red carpet. Of course, at Safe Passage Heels, CBS Radford Studio. And of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. And of course, today's is either you run the day or the day runs you. And I just want to say, I hope that you are running your life, because I've learned early on that if you don't make a decision, life will make it for you. So anyways, I'm really excited. I also want to invite you to my mixer. I have my last mixer of this 2024, and that is happening December 11th. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We are almost sold out. I'm so excited. And so many familiar faces, so many incredible businesses, and I would love to have you there. The phone number is 805-419-0008, and all you have to do is put Mixer on there, and our team will get with you and get you registered. I am really excited for my first guest, and of course, we're talking about Safe Passage Heels. It is happening this weekend. We've been leading up to it, and of course, Trish Steele is the owner, the founder. She is amazing, and of course, she is here with Luisa Diaz, and of course, Miss Universe, founder and CEO of LuisaDiazFoundation.org. She's an author. Both of them are authors. They are helping so many women to really get kind of end the domestic violence in their families. And so if you know anybody, definitely reach out to Safe Passage Heels. And they are local. They are local, so they are right here to help you. So let's bring on, of course, Trish Steele and Luis Diaz.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim.
Yes, yes. So a little bit for our listeners, just to get started. Trish, I know you've been on several times. We're trying to get as many people to this event, and not only to this event, but really just to help the world be a better place. And that's really what this is all about. And you and your daughter was on last week. We've had really just a journey of filling our hearts with what you've gone through, and you don't want anyone else to ever have to deal with that or go through that again. And so Trish, briefly just talk about, I guess, your events and of course, Safe Passage Heels, please.
Yeah. Well, Safe Passage Heels is helping victims of domestic violence and abuse and sex trafficking that need a new life. We are the safe haven for a lot of women that are stuck in bad relationships, or even maybe just stuck in their depression and trauma and loneliness, and they've never gotten healed. And with Safe Passage, what happens is that we take them in and have them sign up for a one-year program that helps them to become more confident, more positive, more happy with the fact that they can choose a new life, and okay, we help them with that new life.
Trish,
and they saw this. Yeah.
When you were going through this many years ago, was there a place like this for you?
No. I was actually one of the first people that didn't keep it a secret, because in my days in the 50s, it was a secret that could not be told, being molested and abused. And at the age of 15, I just started sharing my story with my best friend, and just sharing my story released some of the pressure of feeling shameful, feeling depressed, all of these things, because they would look at me and go, wow, you never could tell. You look so good. You know, you look like you have like you have it all together. But inside, no, I was hurting. I was searching, searching and searching. And, you know, that reminds me, because this is why Larissa Diaz and I met, because her story and her searching to partner with a nonprofit charity brought us together. And we've been together 10 years now. This is the 10th anniversary that we collaborated with her One Ray of Hope, which is going to be featured at the event. You're going to see these women that have gone through the Safe Passage program, and now Larissa takes them through the next level of the One Ray of Hope. And I think Larissa could share that better than I can.
I love that. Louisa, I'm so excited to hear your story and how you are going to work with all these women and make such a difference in our world. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I am the founder of the Louisa Diaz Foundation, which is a celebration of kindness. And this is how I met Trish. And we have been working together for 10 years. The reason we met 10 years ago is because I was organizing an event for domestic violence survivors to benefit domestic violence survivors. And I was researching an organization to benefit from. And this is how I met Trish. And I interviewed her. I interviewed different nonprofits. And I chose Trish because I love the work that Trish is doing. I love her passion. I love her dedication. And the program that she has is amazing for women, for survivor domestic violence. So, and this is how we start. We have been doing it for 10 years. So after the ladies, I come up with it's called the Runway of Hope, which means walking toward the light where fashion meets compassion. Right now, I am a Mrs. Universe. I am a former Miss Venezuela International as well. I have a lot of experience in pageantry. Fashion is one of my forte. I bring that, my passion, into helping. I wanted to create a fashion show. It's called Walking Toward the Light, which is a celebration, this courageous, resilient ladies are moving on with their life. After Trish finished with them for 1 year, I come and I remind them that they are beautiful, that they are worthy, that they do deserve to be treated with respect, love, and kindness. And that's what I love to do. That's my forte. I am very excited on meeting the new survivor this year. We are going to have 10 survivors. And it's amazing when I meet them, and then at the end of the runway of hope is the transformation. It's like day and night, because sometimes they do not believe, you know, the abuser know how to break your self-esteem, even though the woman might be physically outside beautiful, but she doesn't feel beautiful because the abuser mm-hmm. know how to do that, how to break you down. So I come and I'm trying to remind them that to see their beauty and their self-worth.
Love that.
And it's a beautiful journey. My organization is, we just have our 10 years anniversary in New York City at the Plaza Hotel. So and now I used to live here in California, but now I live in New York City. I got married. Now I live there in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. And I love New York. At the beginning, I didn't like it, but now I love it. So we celebrate our 10 years anniversary. And what it is, my organization is a celebration of kindness. We promote kindness. And our philosophy is kindness is cool. This is our philosophy. And in this beautiful gala, we raise funds for domestic violence survivors and human trafficking. And one of the organizations that we have been supporting, loyal, has been Trish, Safe Passage Hill, that is Trish Steele. And we have been, for 10 years, we have been raising money for Safe Passage Hill and working on empowering women, reminding them how beautiful they are. For 10 years, we have been doing this, and I love it.
Let me ask you a question. You meet with the girls after they've kind of gone through Trisha's program, right? What are the thoughts and the comments that you're hearing that make you keep coming back to help these incredible women?
Oh, the transformation. At the beginning, when I meet them, they don't feel beautiful. When I say wrong way, fashion show, they are like, no, I'm not pretty. No, I don't do that. And I always say, this is not a regular fashion show. This is a celebration of your new beginning.
Love.
This is when you are walking the wrong way of hope. You are going to be telling yourself, I am beautiful. I am worthy. I deserve to be treated with love, respect, and kindness. Nobody's going to put me down. Nobody's going to hit me again because I'm worthy. And when they understand that, I'm telling you, it is a whole transformation. The women change. And that's what keeps me back every year because I love seeing transformation. I love like the seeing them fly. I love seeing the new light on their eyes. I love seeing that they realize that they are beautiful, that they are worthy,
You know,
and they have to choose better.
I love that. I love that. It's interesting of being a hair therapist for many years, owning hair salons. I don't know if I told you that, Trish, or if you knew that.
Yeah, you did.
The same thing that you're describing, that you're both describing, is when you make somebody feel good from the outside in, from the inside out. They're like a flower that just
Yeah.
starts shining. And that's what you're the beautiful gift that you're giving these women that have gone through trauma in their life. And maybe they've burned all their bridges. Maybe they're afraid to have other people around them. And this is the gift that you are giving. What an incredible gift. Trish,
Thank
this
you.
is just beautiful. And Luis, I could hear your passion from, doing it for so long. Let me ask
Thank
you,
you.
how about your journey and how you got started so that we can share a little bit of why Trish picked you?
Well, I picked Trish.
Okay. We picked each
I picked
other. We're in it with each other.
Trish. Because I was looking at an organization to benefit from my event. And I love the work that Trish does. And working with Trish, I found a family because now I consider Trish my spiritual mommy and my spiritual family here in America. I am original from Venezuela. I grew up with my beloved grandparents. So unfortunately, I saw a lot of abuse. My grandfather abusing my grandmother. So I was a child that witnessed their abuse. And that really is a lot for a child to handle. I was having a very sensitive child, and I think that really touched my heart. So when I become successful in my own rights, I say I want to give back, and I wanted to offer opportunities to women, the opportunities my grandmother never had. My grandmother has 15 children, one
Wow.
five. I know. But I have to say this, that my grandmother, she is my hero. And the reason that she is my hero is because one day, imagine how bad is the abuse. I don't want to go into graphic, but one day, my grandmother was no education, nowhere to go, and no money. She had the courage to leave my grandfather and she never looked back. I was 8 years old by then.
Wow. And that's the gift that you and your organization, Trish, and you, Luisa, being a part of this is giving so many people. I know that it's coming up this weekend. I can't wait to be there. I'm
Yes.
so excited to be a part of this. Trisha, can you tell everybody where they can get tickets? I know you said it's almost sold out, but
I
there's so
know.
many ways to give and to be a part of this. Can you share that with everyone?
Yes. The best way is to go online to the website. And I would love for everybody to get familiar with the website if you can't come to the event. But just to know, our grassroots charity and what Louisa and I are doing together is a dream come true for any person, any person. And that is at SAFE, SAFE Passage, PASSAGE, Heals, HEALS.org, O-R-G. You go to the website, safepassageheals.org, and you'll see the invite there. You just click, make your choice on the tickets. If you want to donate, click on the give button or the donate button, and know that you're giving to pay it forward to these women and children that are in need. Well, a safe place like Safe Passage.
I love it. I love it. We have a couple minutes left. What does that day look going to look like?
Wow. So the gate is going to be starts at 4 o'clock. It is a reception, and the reception is taking place at the CBS Radford Studios, which has now been bought out by Paramount, but it is a great location in Studio City. It has you'll be able to drive on the lot, the parking lot there, and park near the venue that we selected to do the event. And that reception's gonna have cocktails and appetizers, exotic cars, fashion show, beauty tips, and all that. And then that goes on for 1 hour. Then we go into the dining area, which is called Carla's Cafe. And we're going to have a sit down, beautiful dinner. And we're going to see Louisa, Mrs. Universe, and the runway of hope and the transformation of these women that are graduating. And of course, it's going to be emceed by our news anchor, Jamie Yokas, who is on Channel 2 and KCAL, which is Channel 9.
There you go. I love
And we're
it.
going to have dancing at the end, a DJ and dancing.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Well, I am so excited to be a part of this and to be there and to really learn more and witness all the amazing people and all it takes a village. It really takes a village. And that's
Yes.
what you have portrayed working with you, Trish, and getting to know you, Louisa, is really, that's what it's all about. And so, again, give out your website one more time so that our listeners can know how they can help and how they can be a part.
Right. And that is safepassagehills.org. And they can call the number 818-232-7476.
I love it. I love it. Again, thank you. Louisa, did you want to add
Thank you.
something?
Oh yes. Well, I look forward. I hope that the listeners right now they can come and join us. This is a beautiful celebration, and it's a celebration of these courageous, resilient ladies. And to bring hope, to bring kindness to each other. So I hope that you can come and join us. Join at the celebration and remember that kindness is good, to be kind to yourself and
Yes.
others.
Love it. Thank you, ladies. And for our listeners out there, stay with us and we'll be right back.
1 in 4 people suffer from domestic abuse. Safe Passages has helped more than 2,000 women and children with counseling, shelter, and hope. You can help break the cycle of domestic abuse. Join Safe Passage Heals for their 24th annual holiday fundraiser at CBS Radford Studios. The charity will feature 10 survivors on the Runway of Hope, where fashion meets compassion, hosted by Luisa Diaz, Miss Universe 2025. Join Kim Pagano at this holiday fundraiser where beauty, fashion, and exotic cars come together to make a difference. Make a difference today to save lives in the cycle of abuse. Go to safepassageheals.org to purchase your tickets and give. See you on December 7th at the Safe Passage Holiday Fundraiser at CBS Radford Studios.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. And I hope that you're starting your day in a positive way. And of course, we are entering the holiday season, and it's important to really prioritize cybersecurity. And here to help is Alla Resnick. And Alla, she is a top cybersecurity and communication expert. Alla, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Kim, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So why, I mean, we already know that our world's a little crazy right now, but with the holidays in on top of it, we're going to start seeing different things fishing for our information and just like different threats for our businesses, correct?
You are so right. Holiday season is a happy season and a busy season. And we are so excited about getting the gifts or as a small business, we're getting into the busy season, more orders coming in, more online traffic. The sense of urgency is in the air, the sense of excitement. And that's when the bad actors, the cybersecurity criminals, are trying to take advantage of us. They're trying to send us this text messages on our mobile that sound so good. Maybe it's a great promotion that is so hard to pass, and we click on that message and they get our data. So it's right. Super important during the holiday season, just slow down, take your time.
I love it. Yeah, that's such a great message. My dad used to tell me that is when you're going 100 miles an hour, just slow down, because that's when things happen, when you're not thinking about it, you're not mindful about it. So first of all, how are cyber criminals changing the landscape? You know what's interesting? I literally just got a message from PayPal asking me for my information again. And I was like, okay, I'm going to check with them before I put all my stuff in there.
That's a great tip right there, Kim. When you receive especially a text or email from your financial institution, even if you do business with them, say you have a PayPal account, instead of going on that link, just go on PayPal, type your own URL, log in using your password, and hopefully dual authentication where the code is sent to your phone before you are, and only then do your business with PayPal. Don't do it because somebody sent you that text. And bad criminals will do that. Financial institutions is definitely the new frontier, because we get concerned. Oh, my bank it needs something from me. I trust my bank. I've been doing banking with them for years. I will click here. Don't.
Yeah. I think that's so. So what are some of the tips and solutions that for small business owners, how they can protect their businesses?
The acting in advance is super important. And Verizon always definitely here to help to set any small business with the right cybersecurity solution for them. The place to go is verizon.com/business. But apart from that, check your passwords. Make sure you have dual authentication in advance. Passwords should be varied and should not be repeated for the same system, right? The basics. Make sure the software updates on your computer is up to snuff. The software provider for your systems is patching the walls that protect you, protect your small business on a daily basis, right? Because they deal with the hackers in the background there. So that's important. Talk to your staff. If you have new hires and during the holiday season, small businesses bring a lot of new staff, right?
Talk to them. That's so true.
Explain to them, look, as a CEO of this business, I will not send you a text asking you to transfer funds. Because the bad actors out there becoming very sophisticated, they'll try to impersonate somebody within the business to get the information. So again,
wow, that's very scary. That's very scary. Yeah, and what about dual? Like, you know, you have to you put your password in, and then you get another password to make sure that it's you.
I think it's a great tool, and I have it in every single business that offers this. I do it, and you know how we are. We are, again, rushing, and we're like, I'll do it next time. Don't. Do it right away. If your business is offering that, your financial institution, your airline, on whatever you do business with, implement dual authentication. It only takes a second. It used to be, I always, even myself, it's such an annoyance. I feel more secure.
My IT guy is like, you have to do this. I'm like, it's so annoying. You're in a rush, but you're right. It's so not annoying if you got caught and you did not have all this in place. So I love that.
Unfortunately, our research shows that small businesses that became a victim of cyber attack, many of them go out of business. In fact, as much as 50%. Because look, the criminals will do, they will expose the customer data. And the customer data is the trust upon which that small business is doing their business, right? So it's very hard to recover from that. So be proactive. Do those steps in advance and slow down.
I love it. Yeah. Ala, thank you so much for this reminder. I think that this really take for our listeners or anybody that's tuning in right now, take this as really a step in your life because you don't want to go down this road. Where can we find more information?
Verizon.com/business. Hope to see you there. Happy holidays and be safe.
Happy holidays to you and thank you again. Please share our show with everyone and we'll talk to you soon again. Thank you. Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on. And of course, holiday pet gifts is what we're going to be talking about. And of course, I have a very special kind of little dog that I love. I lost a couple this month and it's like, oh gosh, so I'm really extra caring for my little lost one. So I love pets and they're such a great companion. So I'm excited to hear some of the things that you have to share.
They are. And what is your dog's name that you have?
Rusty.
Now? Rusty.
Rusty. He's a miniature poodle.
Oh my gosh, how cute. So he's getting a lot of extra love and attention now, isn't he?
A lot of extra. Yes. He's a very pampered pet. So how about you? You must have dogs too, obviously.
Yeah. Right now we just have one dog, but her name is Tulip, and she is a miniature pincher Chihuahua mix. So she's kind of bossy, but also really cuddly.
The best. They make the best friends, and they don't even care if you have makeup on or not.
I know. Isn't that the best?
I love it. So, of course, Kristen, you are an author, mm-hmm. a blogger, an entrepreneur. We all are entrepreneurs in our hearts, most of us, right?
Yes, for sure.
But also a pet expert. So talk to us about, first of all, so your book is Pampered Pets on a Budget, right?
Yes, exactly.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. So I appreciate that. Yeah, it's something I've been wanted to do for so many years. I finally got around to it. So in the book, we talk a lot about great ways to pamper our pets, just like the title says, but not to break the bank while doing so.
They can be really expensive. So you got to really find all the good deals. And so, and a lot of people are like, I really want one, but it's going to cost too much. Well, there's a lot of ways to get around that, right?
Absolutely. There really are. I mean, everything from considering pet insurance to cover those surprise veterinary emergency costs to buying things in bulk and making sure you store them in airtight containers because you can get a better value when you purchase pet food in bulk. But there's tons of tips in the book, and I've even got some tips for you today too, how you can save money on some really
good.
Great
I can't
gifts.
Wait. What's your thought on pet insurance?
Well, I'm personally a fan because I've had pet insurance for so many years, and it's really helped us to save a lot of money. Both of our dogs that had pet insurance had both needed surgeries at different times, and what I love about pet insurance is that you're able to go with plan A that your vet recommends, whereas all too often we have to choose a lesser course of action because of finances. So you have pet insurance, you can basically say, doc, do whatever is needed to save my baby. So
you go.
Also I've got some tips for how to weather this holiday season with your pets and get some great gifts too. You want to hear those?
Okay, absolutely.
Well, it's such a busy time of year, so we all are looking for convenience, but we also want quality for our pets, of course. So, I'm telling everybody, PetSmart is the place to be. It's the one-stop holiday destination for your pets this season. And that's because they literally have everything that we need as pet parents to include our pets in the holiday festivities and all at a really incredible value. For example, they've got a collection. It's called the Merry and Bright Collection. Oh my gosh, these toys and treats are just so adorable. And they even have some that are under $5. So if you're looking for a really great bargain, you can look there. They have a collection called Chance and Friends that gives back to PetSmart charities, so you can feel good about not only gifting your pet, but gifting other animals in need. And super cute toys that are either Christmas themed or Hanukkah themed for both our dogs and cats.
I love that. I love that. You know, and here's the thing. Sometimes you can't afford to get a present, right? Mm-hmm. But you could get their loved one, and it's almost just as effective. So it's like buying somebody their, you know, presents for their kids, but not for them because they have everything already.
Yeah.
But getting just a little pet gift is always super fun too, right?
It really is. Really is. And my dog Tulip, her favorite gift, of course, is something for her tummy. So I'm encouraging everybody to treat their pet to something special this holiday season with Nutrish. They make really high quality dog food and cat food, but they also make treats and meal toppers, which some people don't know about. Those would be really great gifts, great for the stocking. They're made with premium ingredients and functional benefits, so you can feel really good as a pet parent giving that to your pets. They've got real chicken and veggies as the ingredients, so you're getting those essential nutrients. And Nutrish donates a portion of proceeds to the Rachel Ray Foundation, which helps animals in need, which I love.
Oh, I love that. You know what's so funny is I have my coffee and my dog is waiting for his treat too. Okay.
Oh.
So yeah, they do. I mean, they know what's good and what they like. So I love that. And I know that bedding, talk to us about bedding.
Yeah. Well, you know, it depends on your pet's age. You know, for older dogs, it's great to get like an orthopedic type of bed to support any joints, achy joints they might have, you know, due to arthritis or any injuries. And it also depends on our pet's preferences too. So some dogs like to curl up when they sleep, and so those little cuddle beds are ideal. They're like a donut shape. Whereas other dogs, like my dog Chili, he used to sprawl out on the bed. So we bought him a really large, long lounger. So when you are thinking of bedding for your pets, think about how they like to sleep. And also, mm-hmm. you know, what are their physical needs in terms of, you know, comfort?
Mm-hmm. I love that. You know, it's funny. I wouldn't have even thought about that part of it. But mine loves fur.
Ooh,
so I got him like a... I know. So he loves those furs. So he'll like wrap himself up in it. And it's funny, like he'll move everything around, like, and get ready. Like,
yes.
Kind of like I do, you know, like I'm
yeah.
all snuggled up in furs, you know, so
you know,
it's funny how your dogs or your animals kind of copy you.
It's true. It's true. And Kim, I've got a really good gift idea for the pet lover on your list. And I think you and Rusty would love to have one of these. It's from Bedsure. It's a wearable blanket. It's all about comfort and great value. They're cozy, they're warm, and they're practical. And basically it's a blanket that you wear. So it's almost like a cape with a hood. And they're only they're only about $30, and they're designed with pet lovers in mind. So there's a cat version that has kitty cats all over it, and then there's a dog version that has adorable dogs printed all over it. And this would be a perfect gift for, you know, relaxing at home with your pup or your kitty, or, you know, you could even wear it when you go outside for a chilly walk. And these are bestsellers on Amazon, so check those out. They've got some really great reviews. But if you like to snuggle with Rusty, you probably need to get one of these.
There you go. And that's for us, right?
Yeah, that's for the humans, the human pet lovers.
I was just going to say, like, wait a minute, that's for us.
But
right?
It's something that you both could enjoy because it's snuggly.
I know. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Kristen, so much fun and so many great ideas. Thank you so much for sharing it here.
Oh, my
and,
pleasure.
And happy holidays. And I look forward to talking with you. And I would love to have one of your copies of your books so we could talk about that.
I'd be happy to send you one. So I'll get your address before I leave, and I'll get you a book. And if any of your listeners want more information on any of the things we talked about today, you can find them online at tipsontv.com.
I love it. I love it. Happy holidays.
Thanks,
and
Kim.
Thanks again.
You too.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
It is that time when we have to talk about Medicare, and we don't want to miss that deadline. And, of course, joining me is Gary Culp. He is the Medicare Cigna. He's the man that's going to share all the good stuff that we are going to get this year when you're choosing your Medicare health plan. So welcome, Gary. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. It's great to be here.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about, first of all, where do we start as we're choosing a Medicare health plan?
That's a great question. So, you know, right now is the Medicare annual enrollment period. And basically what that means is through December 7th, Medicare beneficiaries have the option to kind of just pause, take a look at what they're on today, and determine what is best for me for next year. And the things that I like to tell people to look for is, one, you know, what's going to maximize your vitality and peace of mind? So what is the network of doctors and facilities that are included in the plan that you're looking at so that you can continue to go to your favorite physician? Check the drug coverage that the plan offers and the drugs that you're taking and what the share of costs or copays might be, and overall the affordability. So what are the copays, deductibles, and things that you should be considering from what fits into your budget so that you're in the right plan for this upcoming year?
I love it. I love it. And so what are the different kinds of plans for Medicare beneficiaries?
Well, as a Medicare beneficiary, you have several options. So you can elect to stay on traditional Medicare or original Medicare. You can also opt to wrap that original Medicare with what's known as a Medicare supplement, which is intended to cover some of the gaps of what Medicare doesn't cover. Some beneficiaries are looking at prescription drug plans as a standalone. But you know what? Over 50% of Medicare beneficiaries have elected today is a Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay. So is that meaning it has a supplement or it doesn't have a supplement?
Actually, what it is a Medicare Advantage plan is, and part of the reason why it's so popular, is it covers everything that traditional or original Medicare offers and more. So things like extra health and wellness benefits, fitness programs, vision and hearing coverage, dental coverage, the prescription drug coverage I was talking about a moment ago, caregiver support, telehealth, social support, even transportation to and from a doctor's visit are some of the things that are covered in a Medicare Advantage plan. And many of them are very affordable, meaning that there's a lot of plans that are offered with no additional premium.
Okay, so now when you look at the Advantage plan, is that the A, the B? Is that a G plan in there too, or is it just none of that and just the Advantage plan?
Well, you know, not to confuse like what Medicare is, because there's a couple of key components. So your kind of original or traditional Medicare includes Part A and Part B. Part A, think of it generally as your inpatient services. So if you had to be hospitalized, for example, and there's other things that are covered in, but just for general sake. Part B is generally your outpatient services. So folks can stay on that Medicare A and B and be covered under that traditional program. And then some might opt for what's known as a Medicare supplement to cover some of the things outside of what's covered on an A and B. And that's where you reference an F, for example, because Medicare supplement plans come in different plan types. And one of them is an F, which would cover some of those benefits around Medicare. But Medicare Advantage plan is very different in the sense that it's very cohesive in that many of the plans offer the medical, the pharmacy, and all those ancillary benefits like vision, dental, fitness programs, et cetera, all under one plan. So many find them, and that's why there's over 50% of Medicare beneficiaries that have elected them today. Many find them very helpful because they help control costs, they provide access, and they provide affordability and extra coverage.
Gotcha. Okay, and so you're saying that Medicare Advantage plan is the way to go, correct?
Well, healthcare is individual.
I can't say that, but yeah.
Yeah. As I said, healthcare is very individual and personal. So I would say that Medicare Advantage has become the right choice for over 50% of Medicare beneficiaries. The rest of beneficiaries, though, have decided that there's an alternative that's better, whether it be original Medicare or original Medicare with a Medicare supplement. Bottom line is there's choice, and there's choice that's available because healthcare is very personal. It's personal to each individual. It's also personal in terms of the communities that we live in because the difference in terms of doctors and access and things are things that should be considered in terms of selecting a plan as well.
Gotcha. And okay, and let's talk about the deadline. So that, you know, one, if you're turning 65, right, you should be doing this before December 7th, correct? Or if you want to change anything that you already originally have, it's December 7th.
Yeah, what's important about this time of year, which is known as the Medicare annual enrollment period, it runs through December 7th. And just to kind of oversimplify it real quick, anyone that is on Medicare today, this is the time that they take a look at what plan they're on and determine, is that the right option for me going into this next year? So for 2025, starting January 1st, am I on the right plan? If so, and that plan is still available in 2025, don't change. That'd be a great option.
Gotcha.
Or for others, if they look at it and they see that there maybe it isn't the right fit, or maybe their health has changed, or they've moved, or there's a doctor that's no longer in their network, they may consider another plan and make that change. But to be able to make it effective for January 1st, they have to make the decision by December 7th.
So let me ask you, does every doctor take Medicare?
So for the original or traditional Medicare coverage, the majority of providers or doctors do accept Medicare. When you look at Medicare Advantage plans, though, they have specific networks that are tied to them. So it's important to take a look at the Medicare Advantage plan to determine.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
So one's like a PPO and one's an HMO. So the Advantage plan is more of an HMO, correct?
The Medicare Advantage plan actually has HMO and PPO options. And for those that may not be listening and may not be aware of the difference, so HMO, it's where you have your primary care physician helping in terms of coordinating and facilitating all your care. A PPO is where you might have your primary care doctor helping in terms of facilitating your care. You may also opt for providers that may be out of the network. So you have a little bit more flexibility or option on the PPO, but the HMO, I like to call it a warm hug because there's someone there to help you in terms of navigating your care as well.
And like a simple thing like a B12 shot, is that something that's covered under like Medicare, or is that something that it usually isn't? And I don't even know if you would know that answer.
So I always like to refer people to the plan that they're on because it really is individual depending on what plan someone is on. So I would say if you're looking to see if there's something like that that's covered today, check with your current plan. If you're looking to compare plans and determine, is there a plan that covers things like that are important to you like this, look at them in the, your comparison for this upcoming year and make that decision by December 7th.
Got it. And of course, the fitness plans, like I think it's called the Silver Sneakers, is that correct?
Well, each plan has, you know, that offer fitness have different networks of fitness providers. So they may be named different depending on the plan. So Cigna offers, for example, in our plans, a fitness program where you can get access to gyms and things to continue to stay well and fit. So just take a look at your plan and determine what, you know, the right option is. And in fact, when you're considering different options, we have, you know, several different resources to help. For example, Medicare has the Medicare website, which is known as Medicare.gov. So that's Medicare.gov. On the Medicare website, there's a tool that's known as the Medicare Plan Finder tool. And that's where people can put in their local zip code, the medications that they're taking, and look at different plan options that are available to them. But then for some folks, they like to talk to people. And, you know, healthcare is personal and also can be complex. So we offer a toll-free number at 877-349-2897, where we can kind of determine what is the right option for you based on what your needs are, as well as the opportunity to offer for an agent to actually come to your home if you prefer to just sit across the kitchen table, you know, really understand what it is that's important to you, for the agent to help guide you on options that are available.
Thank you, Gary, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show and, of course, sharing all these different options. And not only is it happy holidays, but it is a deadline for you to make sure that you get the right Medicare for this 2025 that's coming up right around the corner. So, again, thank you so much for being here, and I thank you.
Thank you, Kim, and happy holidays, too.
Hi, Elena. How are you?
Doing well today. About yourself?
Very good, and I want to just let our listeners know, welcome back. And, of course, I'm excited to share my next guest, because I guess 9 out of 10 U.S. adults feel stressed over the holidays. Joining us is Elena Shipley, and she's going to actually give us some insight how not to be stressed during the holidays. She's an expert in DoorDash. She's the head of the Audience Insights and Consumer Insights. There's a lot of ways that you can dish out what you need to get done in a day instead of being so stressed out. So, Elena, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, and you are totally right, and it is crazy during the holidays. We know there's endless lists to be had.
Yeah, you know what? I have 4 children and 5 grandchildren, and I used to be like, God, this is so, like, what do I get everybody? So I simplified it, money, unless they tell me something during the year. And, you know, like, do some of your cooking ahead of time. You know, it's really like a mindset of how you do things, right? And so I'm excited to hear how you can, the holidays, how you can de-stress us for the holidays. How about that?
Absolutely. I'm here to help, here to help. You're totally right. It's all about kind of like what you were just saying. It's about like getting those easiest things like checked off the list first. And the easiest things are the things you could do without leaving the home. And that is exactly where DoorDash comes into play. I know a lot of people know us for restaurant delivery, but we have groceries and decorations and gifts and those 21 and older. We also have alcohol that can be delivered and it can all be delivered in an hour or less, mostly across the nation, which is really, really cool. But then for those who are like, hey, I like to schedule ahead, kind of get that checked off. We also have schedule ahead. So you can actually plan ahead and get those items shipped when you're kind of ready to go, or for family and friends as well. So treat DoorDash as your secret holiday helper is my biggest tip.
I love it. Almost like a personal assistant, right?
Exactly. That is exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love that. And here's the thing. It's so funny. My husband and I, like, I think the younger generation has totally done that. And now my husband and I are like, well, that was really easy. We didn't even have to leave our couch and we got everything in an hour. So I love that. What are some of the options available for people who want to shop locally?
So people think about us with national chains because they're easier to list, but we have a lot of local businesses. It's actually one of the biggest reasons why DoorDash started was to help the local economy. So we have a lot of family-owned restaurants, some family grocery stores, a lot of gift shops. It's really hard to list them all, as you can imagine, when they're so locally focused. So we tell people, even if you're not ready to shop yet, go to DoorDash.com or go to the DoorDash app, put in your address or put in one of your friends or family members that live further out and put in their address. And you're going to see a list of stores that you can be delivered to overall. And they put it in different categories at the top of the list, making it really easy to explore and find ways that you can support that local economy with local brands and really kind of have a kind of a nice gift that you want to send to others. So it's the easiest way to determine. And I bet you'll be surprised how many local stores there are.
I love that. And also just throwing a last minute holiday get together could probably make that really easy too, right?
Absolutely. So we have a lot of new features. And one of the ones I'm really excited about this year is that for Apple users, you can import your shopping list from the Reminders app or copy and paste your notes and put it in the DoorDash and it will pre-build a cart with all the items that you're looking for, which is really critical because when you're helping and bringing people over to your household, you're making those family meals that you haven't had in a year's time. It's really great for that because you're going to miss some of the ingredients. So it makes it easy for you so you don't have to build up that cart overall and makes it really super easy. And another feature that we have is we're teamed up with Bon Appetit with exclusive chef-inspired recipes. So if you're trying out something new, and again, with that, if you get inspired by the recipe, you add all the ingredients so you don't have to go searching for that specific one. And then you could show up like a chef. And then if you know specifically what you're looking for, whether it's gifts or an item or wrapping paper, whatever, you can search for that specific item and it's going to list out all the stores that that's available at. And you can find the cheapest store that has that item you're looking for. So a lot of really, really cool new features this year. That's all about making your time easier because the holidays are already stressful enough.
So true. Alana, say that first one. How do you find your best deal?
Yes. So your best deals overall on DoorDash is actually going to be a DashPass member. So when you are a DashPass member with the subscription program, you get to save anytime throughout the year, but on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you are going to actually, and throughout the holiday season overall, actually, you are going to be able to find holiday deals and specials where you can save on prices even better than going in store yourself, which is really awesome. And for those who are flying home for the holidays, we just partnered up with Lyft, and you can get 50% off of 4 scheduled rides throughout the end of the year. So really making that easy of getting to the airport and making it easy overall. And then finally, we have a gift hub that we have where you can get different gift cards and both physical gift cards that can be delivered from a Dasher or e-gift cards for the really picky person. So many, many, many ways to save, to actually enjoy the holidays and use the different features with DoorDash this year. I'm very excited to kind of talk about them because there's a lot going on.
I love that. I love that. Alana, thank you so much for joining us here and sharing all these great things. Again, can you share with our listeners where they go to make their life easier?
Absolutely. Go to DoorDash.com or go to that DoorDash app, and you'll find all the things I talked about today, as well as more that I don't even know that we have overall. Put in your address and you'll get those local deals, as well as put in friends and family address and you'll get local deals for them too. It's a win-win overall.
I love it. Alana, thank you so much for being here. And of course, Alana Shipley, head of Audience Insights, Consumer Insights, and expert at DoorDash. I love it. All right. Well, thank you. I told you we had a huge show for you today. Lots of information. I hope that you know that you enjoyed it. And if you missed any part of it, definitely download our podcast. That is The Kim Pagano Show on every platform. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. You can't use up creativity. So be creative, my friends. Think outside of the box. And with that, have a really great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you next week.